Good morning. Welcome to the Australian Early Finance Briefing for Tuesday, the 4th of August 2020. My name's Nick Hurley, under curfew here in Melbourne, Australia. Later today, we have the monthly Reserve Bank meeting on the first Tuesday of the month. Now, there is a lot of talk as a result of the curfew and the related industrial shutdowns that have been directed by the state of Victoria's Premier that there could be reason to for the Reserve Bank to take more easing efforts. The chief economist of BetaShares is suggesting that they could cut the rates further from 0.25% and cut it to 0.1%. He says, indeed, a possible surprise cut in the official cash rate to 0.1% this week can't be ruled out, given it was a possibility raised by Governor Lowe in a recent speech. So this the severe lockdown here in Melbourne could potentially be the trigger that gets them to do that. It's worth noting that the Reserve Bank has sort of also mentioned that they're sort of at the bottom of the range for rate cutting. They've ruled out negative rates, and they do have other measures that seem to be working well, such as the sort of implied yield curve controls that they've mentioned for the 3 year, keeping that within 0.25%. Yesterday, we had Dr. Ken Henry, the former Treasury Secretary, speak at the ANU's tax reform seminar. He was the architect behind the resource super profit tax, which was part of the Rudd government's tax overhaul proposal back in 2009, when the mining companies were like they are now, making huge, huge profits. To capture that and to provide funds to allow the government to cut taxes in other areas, such as cutting the corporate tax rate to 25% for all businesses across the economy. Now, he's saying that the case for cutting corporate tax rate is as strong as ever. It will allow companies to reinvest, to increase wages and solve a lot of the issues we're seeing particularly up until the COVID crisis in Australia. Now, he has said that the large firms will face a 30% tax rate compared to the lower rate for smaller companies until resource taxation is appropriately addressed. In the past decade, our political leaders in Canberra have figured out that having defeated Kevin Rudd's resource super profit tax, they should not now cut the capital tax rate for large businesses, because if they did, so that would provide the miners with an unjustifiable tax windfall. So until we fix the taxation of natural resources, we will not have a cut in Australia's company tax rate, at least for large businesses. So he goes on to say, while non-mining investment remains stalled, in aggregate there's been insufficient investment even to keep pace with employment growth. The Australian economy has therefore experienced capital shallowing for some years now. Capital shallowing implies weak, even negative productivity growth and weak real wages growth. Moving to the US now, Bloomberg ran an interesting article on the weekend discussing ways to get money, stimulus, to people who need it the most. So some people call that helicopter money. You know, it's getting cash into people's bank accounts to go out and spend it and stimulate the economy. Now, we've had issues here, probably not quite as severe, but certainly, you know, the JobKeeper was used company payrolls as a method to get money out there quickly. But the interview covers how two former US Fed officials have been researching sort of innovative methodologies to get cash out to Americans quickly. And particularly in a low rate environment, simply cutting rates is not enough these days. So Simon Potter, who led the Federal Reserve Bank of New York's markets group, and Julia Coronado, who spent 8 years as an economist for the US Fed, they've been looking at ways to get this money out. And they're proposing a monetary tool that they call recession insurance bonds, which draw on some of the advances in digital payments, which will be wired instantly to Americans. Now, the US Fed has been very interested in Bitcoin and those sort of digital currencies, and this could sort of explain why that is so. So Congress would grant the Federal Reserve an additional tool for providing support, say a percent of GDP, a lump sum that would be divided equally and distributed to households in a recession. The recession insurance bonds would be zero coupon securities, a contingent asset of households that would basically lie in wait. The trigger would be reaching the zero lower bound on interest rates, or let's say a 0.5 percentage point increase in the unemployment rate. The Fed would then activate these securities and deposit the funds digitally into the household's apps. So the Fed could buy the bonds quickly without going to the private market. So let's say on the 15th of March, they could have said interest rates are now at zero, we're activating X amount of the bonds, and we'll be tracking the unemployment rate. If it increases above this level, we'll buy more. The bonds will be on the asset side of the Fed's balance sheet, the digital dollars in people's accounts, and will be on the liability side. So that would be a way for the Fed to rapidly and targetedly stimulate the economy, and could be something, you know, we could look at here in the event something worse happens with the pandemic. And moving to the markets now, about 40 minutes after open, we've got a bit of a recovery in tech names. So NASDAQ is up about 1.25%, the S&P up about 0.75%. Oil is up as well, so it's looking like quite a risk-on day. Gold's largely flat, and the Australian dollar has weakened a little bit to 70.9 US cents. And as I mentioned earlier, the RBA meeting is coming up later today. That's your early finance briefing for Tuesday. Have a great day.
This podcast is for investment professionals only and should not be relied upon by private investors. The podcast is provided for informational purposes only and does not constitute financial advice. The values of investments can go up or down, so you may get back less than you initially invested.